Welcome, everyone, to Midday Magazine for this November 30th, 2023. Have your host, James J. Mailoff, here. At 3:30, we're going to welcome in our friend Jackie Carantini from UW-Madison Extension. Looking forward to that. Right now, we have our good friend, our great friend, Sally Kistner, Executive Director with Save of the Arts. Sally, good to see you.
Hello.
Thanks for being here. Eric Britnacher, Performing Arts from the Performing Arts Center. Eric, it's always good to see you.
Thanks for having us.
And on the phone, we have Terry Lee Goffey. And Terry, thank you so much for joining us.
Well, thanks for having me. Good morning.
Terry, my first question may be one of my most important ones. How do I say your last name, sir?
It is Goffey.
It is Goffey. Okay. Want to make sure to get that right, sir. I want to give respect here. And I got to tell you right out the gate, Terry, I was doing my homework on you and getting ready for the interview here, and I saw you talking to the audience. But I'm sorry, I said that wrong. I was listening. I had it playing, and I'm doing something else. I'm taking notes. I'm not looking at the computer. I just hear your voice. And I thought, did I pull up a Johnny Cash thing on accident? I swear to God, I thought that I was hearing Johnny Cash. Even just when you talk, sir, you sound a little bit like the Man in Black.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. That has worked in my favor for the last 22 years.
Well, and I kind of want to start there, if you don't mind, sir. I'm not an artist myself. I'm an actor, but I'm not a musician myself. But I think of, and I know many, many musicians that necessarily don't start out wanting to be, doing somebody else's work or something with their career. What brought you to do Johnny Cash? What brought you to want to do this for a career?
Well, probably, I want to say, probably a little over 22 years ago, 25 maybe, I noticed a lot of tribute bands becoming more and more prevalent, more and more popular. There were Beatles tributes, there were The Doors, The Stones, some country, Hank Sr. and Patsy Cline. I was not aware of any Johnny Cash tribute bands at that time, and so I was working at a local radio station. I went home and told my wife I wanted to put a Johnny Cash tribute band together and just see if there was any interest in it, and like I said, here 22 years later, obviously there was some interest in it.
Hmm. Terry, how did you get started with music? How did you fall in love with music? What was some of your first early music experiences?
Oh, well, I guess probably through my parents. They were big music fans, and so they bought all of the popular records of the day, including Johnny Cash. My dad was a big Johnny Cash fan. My mom kind of was too. So that was my first, Johnny Cash, Elvis, the crooners of the day. My mom was a big fan of people like Frank Sinatra, Perry Como, and all those guys, and had also some country leanings, but my dad was more into the country stuff, Hank Thompson and Hank Williams and all of that, Patsy Cline.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had an aunt who was about four years older than me, so when rock and roll kind of came in and American Bandstand and all of that, she needed somebody to practice all the new dances with, and she volunteered me. So.
Yeah, I was in similar shoes, sir. My mom did a similar thing to me. I hear you. I'm curious. I was actually talking to my dad a little bit about this because as I was doing this, I was over at my parents' house helping them, and my dad heard some of your work and was like, oh, that sounds great. Who was that? And wanted to hear more of it. Like you're saying there, a lot of my music influence comes from my father, and he loved Johnny Cash, and he starts hearing you and really got interested. You gained a real fan in him, sir. He's a big fan of yours now. But we got talking about being a tribute artist in some of this work, and he was curious, is Johnny Cash your favorite artist? Like, to be a tribute artist of an act, we wondered, is that your favorite artist, or is that somebody that you just, your skill level fit well?
No, I would have to say that Johnny Cash is my favorite artist. Yeah. Like I said, I was introduced to Johnny at a very young age. As I got a little older, I probably played those records more than my dad did. And I would just, as Johnny's career unfolded and he became more and more conscious of different causes that he got associated with, whether it was prison reform or Native Americans or just, basically speaking up for the disenfranchised, the people who didn't have a voice. I kind of appreciated that. But even just the sound of the music, the records that I would hear on the radio were, the albums that I would buy at my local record store. There was just something about Johnny Cash that, struck a chord somewhere inside of me. And, I would anxiously await, the next song, the next album that I could pick up and add to my collection.
Where some of us younger people are fortunate, where Johnny's career was so long that even like somebody like me that is in my 40s, I got to experience a lot of Johnny Cash's career, especially towards the end there where he released those last American Song albums and everything. And so his influence and his career was so long that so many of us can look at that and say, yeah, I grew up on Johnny Cash. He can 30, somebody that's 20 years older can say the same type of thing. It's unique. You bring up something else about him that I wanted to ask about, and I'm glad you brought up because the first big concert I went to was seeing Kiss in 96-97 in Madison, their retouring and all that, and then it was like a year or two later I saw a Kiss tribute band, and it was obviously a very stripped down show and everything, but they were out there, they were trying to do the Gene Simmons thing and stuff, and they did a great job. But it got me thinking about this particular conversation with somebody like Johnny Cash. I could see you wearing all in black and doing that and certainly kind of tributing him that way. But there's also what you touched on, the man himself and the things, the causes that were important to him. It sounds like you're honoring his legacy with that as well, continuing that as well.
Yeah, that's to me, that's important. I decided to do my show in a first-person style. So, when I walk out on the stage and say, hello, I'm Johnny Cash, I stay in that character, for the entire 90 minutes or, whatever, however long it is, and do tell the story of whether it's little tidbits about Johnny's life or something about the song itself or just, like I say, some of the causes, if we're doing Ballad of Ira Hayes, I'll talk about that. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, to me that was important. He was much more than just a guy who went into the recording studio and popped out, songs that and his only reason for that was to see how many hits he could have and how much money he could make.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure there were times when Columbia Records, were pulling their hair out because, he would go in and do like the album Bitter Tears. There were really no hit songs that came from that, but that was an important album for him because he wanted to raise awareness of the plight of Native Americans in this country.
In the time you've been doing this, you start doing it as a big fan of his, but in the time that you've been doing it, is there a lot of things that you have learned about him that are new to you and fun things that you've incorporated into your show?
I would say very little. I soaked up as much Johnny Cash as I could as a preteen, teenager, in my early 20s. I watched him anytime he was on TV. I listened to interviews, read the liner notes on albums, bought, the autobiographies and the biographies and read the magazine articles. So there wasn't a whole lot, maybe a few things that... I'm pretty close friends with his sister Joanne, and so maybe a time or two she might bring up a funny story about something that happened when they were growing up. For the most part, I just from personal knowledge and then digging into maybe some of the newspaper magazine articles or something along the way. By the time I put this show together, I pretty much. Had as much knowledge accumulated as I was going to.
You mentioned, talking with his sister. Are you in contact? Do you have connection to some of the family?
Yeah, we did our show in Nashville back in 2003, June of 2003, and we sent invitations to Johnny and June, the Cash family, business associates, anybody who wanted to come to the show. Unfortunately, June passed away 3 weeks before our show, And so Johnny obviously, you know, didn't show up. And but his sister Joanne came to the show on Friday night, and his brother Tommy came on Saturday night. Both of them were gracious enough to come on stage and do a song with me. And we've kind of stayed in touch with Joanne. We've done 4 or 5 shows with her, actually in West Bend, Wisconsin, over the years. And so she's kind of slowed down now, pretty much retired. Mm-hmm. But you know, if we make it to Nashville now and then, yeah, you know, we'll call her up, and if she's available, you know, we'll kind of meet for lunch or something.
I can't imagine what that must feel like, to have a connection like that with somebody that meant so much to you and that you get to honor all the time in concert, and to have a connection like that. That has to just even add, it, you know, 10 times what it must feel like.
Yeah, it's great. And you know, I guess the best thing is the fact that she, you know, she was very, very appreciative, very complimentary, you know, as far as our show when she saw it for the first time in Nashville. And so, yeah, there's kind of a Johnny Cash connection there that that a lot of people don't have, and I really appreciate her friendship.
We're speaking with Terry Lee Goffey and talking about a Johnny Cash Christmas that is coming to our neck of the woods on December 14th over at the Performing Arts Center. And when it comes to the playlist, when it comes to the show, Terry, is it a straight Christmas playlist? Do you play A Boy Named Sue? Do you have other hits in there?
Yeah, we basically do the regular show. Mm-hmm. We will throw in a segment, you know, of maybe 5 or 6 Christmas songs. I have had in my head an idea for a Christmas show for a very long time, but it's a little complicated, and it would take a little bit more work on everybody's part to actually put that together. So yeah, we're still gonna do all the hits. We're still gonna do I Walk the Line and Folsom and A Boy Named Sue, Ring of Fire, Sunday Morning Coming Down, with a segment of Christmas songs included in there.
It's a it's a fun way to do this. So Terry, real quick, because I don't want to keep you too long, sir. I know how busy you are. Where are you currently?
We are currently at home in Ohio.
Okay, cool. All right. And that's where you're located. All right. So with this tour, has it been able to take you to some places you haven't been before, or are getting back to places you haven't, you've missed and you haven't been able to go to for a while?
Yeah, a lot of it. I think we have been, my wife thinks that we have been to this particular venue. I don't recall that, but I know we're going on to Pound, Wisconsin, the next night. Mm-hmm. And I do Equity Hall. I know we have played there before. So yeah, we do a lot of repeats. But then, you know, we get a lot of new places as well. So, it keeps us fairly busy. You know, we're not out on the road, continuously, but I'd say, you know, in a normal year, we probably do 70 to 75 shows. If you figure, you know, there's a 2.5 to 3 day turnaround for each of those. We're on the road about 6 months out of the year, just not continuously.
Yeah, and just looking at your schedule at your website, and I encourage people to check out terryleegoffey.com. That's all one word, terryleegoffey.com. Checking out your schedule. You're pretty busy this in the month of December, sir. Got some good shows coming up.
We do, and you know, Wisconsin is one of our busiest states. We probably do more shows in the state of Wisconsin throughout the year than any other state in the union. So a lot of Johnny Cash fans in Wisconsin, and we certainly appreciate each and every one of them.
And we appreciate you, sir. Thank you so much for hanging out with us and talking with us, Terry. I really do appreciate the time. Next time you're in town, we're going to have you back on, okay?
My pleasure, James. Appreciate you having me.
Safe travels out there. Enjoy the tour, and we're looking forward to bringing you to town. You take care. Thanks for the time.
You too. Thanks.
We're going to go ahead right now and play a little of Terry's music for everybody, give you a sample and a preview of this great show. While we're playing that, you go ahead and go to savorthearts.org. That's savorthearts.com. Savorthearts.com. Go there and get your tickets for this great show. And if you don't get them, you're going to want to get them right after this.
I keep a close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the inside for the time that binds, because you're mine.
man can sing. God, it is just uncanny to me. I know he's a tribute artist. I get that he's supposed to sound like Johnny Cash. I can't get over how much he sounds like Johnny Cash. It's an artist that I've heard I don't know if there's many artists outside of like the Beatles or Patsy Cline that I've heard more of in my lifetime than Johnny Cash. My papa, my dad loved him. I've heard him a lot. And I've never heard anybody that sounded so much like him. Like, not even just talking about tribute artists. I mean, just other artists or a Waylon Jennings or somebody else from that era or anything. It's uncanny to me how much Terry not only sounds like him, but even when he's just in his speaking voice, has that Johnny Cash drawl and that all that to it. It's a great act to be able to bring to town. Sally, how did you come across this artist?
He came highly recommended by the Wisconsin Presenters Network. As he said, he performs a lot in Wisconsin. So I had spoken to a lot of people who had had him before, and we thought country always sells in our venue. So we thought it would be a fun Christmas show to have.
Yeah. Eric, with a Christmas show, is there anything different that's on your guys' plate that which you have to do?
You know, every show, is unique. Being that it's a Christmas show, we might try to dress the stage up a little bit, but as far as what they require, you know, from a stage presence standpoint, you know, there's nothing real specific. It's mostly the essence of the music, and so it's really up to us what we want to do with the stage, and we might bring out, you know, some of the lanterns that we have in the back, dress them up with some garland and, you know, maybe some ribbons or something like mm-hmm. that, so there's this glow on stage. But otherwise, you know, I think Johnny Cash was really the essence of the music. There was really no flash and pizzazz like, you know, a lot of shows can be nowadays. I mean, you know, he was performing in prisons, you know, probably in front of just one bright light, you know.
Yeah.
And so that's kind of, you know, the philosophy that we're going to take is that, you know, we're going to keep it simple as far as the stage goes and focus on the essence of the music mm-hmm. and just, you know, listening to Johnny's words more or less, or in this case, Terry's words.
Yeah. Very cool. Very cool. Sally, with an act like this, this act alone sells itself. That's wonderful. But you guys have something additional with this that I think is really cool, partnering with Love Inc. and doing something really unique with the event for that.
Right. In past years, we've done bake sales in conjunction with our Christmas shows, just so that those people who maybe, like myself, who don't like to bake that much or don't have the time at Christmas, they will have tables set up in both the North and South lobbies selling baked goods as long as they last, before, at intermission, and after the show.
A big shout out to Love Inc. They join us all the time on Midday Magazine here. We love talking to our friends over there. They do a lot of good work in this community, and it's a unique opportunity to be able to combine forces, if you will. We
right.
see a lot of this. I'm very spoiled in this chair. I see tons of it, nonprofit and nonprofit working together. A lot of these things are a business and a business working together. This is a great combination of not only it supports both parties.
Right.
Maybe people that are from Love Inc. that maybe haven't come to a show in a while or something come to a show and vice versa. It's a win-win for our community.
Right. I'd also like to mention that after the show, if you'd like to meet Terry Lee Goffey, he will be in the lobby. He wants to meet the people who are coming to see him. So make it a point to come out and see him in the North Lobby afterwards.
Yeah, Terry really, just doing my homework on him and watching some of his live shows and some of the things from his own website. Again, that's terrygoffey.com, terrygoffey.com. That's a big part of the show for him, is interacting with the audience, is talking to the audience. I don't know if he does just as much of that as singing. It's hard to say, but he works both things in there. He really wants you to feel like you are on stage with him, that you are a part of this. It's the way he does it. It reminds me of like high school sports. Like, it's very intimate. It's much closer than being at a professional sport or something like that. And I really appreciate the way he does that. And it took me watching it a little bit with my dad to hear my dad say, oh, he it's not just the singing he's doing. He's also, his stage presence is similar, if not the same as Johnny's. Like, there's tribute acts, and that they sing the songs, they do all that stuff and everything. And then there's like an actual, like, man, is he acting? Like, it's a biopic almost up there. It's amazing. It's pretty cool to not only get the music, but you get all this other stuff with it as well. You get a true Johnny Cash experience. And for those of us that loved and grew up on that guy, we obviously are not going to get that anymore. This is as close as you get. And just me, and not just me speaking here, because I personally will say I've seen a handful of people do this work. I've never seen anybody like Terry. I've never seen a tribute artist like this before, let alone a Johnny Cash tribute artist before. And I'm not the only one. Terry is described as one of the best tribute acts in the country. He is good at this, people. And he's coming right to our town. Like, wherever you're listening to us, he is not going to be far away. It's going to be pretty darn cool. When it comes to the show itself, are there things that you two are looking forward to about it as far as, you know, interacting, just being able to be a fan and just being able to, you know, the job's done, Sally. You can just sit there and enjoy the show. Is there any songs or anything you're looking forward to about it?
Ring of Fire, of course.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's a good choice. That's a good choice.
I was glad to hear that's on the playlist.
I am not going to lie. I take this job very seriously. I have a job to do, and I do that job for you guys or whatever. That was for me. I asked that about me. I just was curious because I want to hear him do these songs. I encourage you to check him out online and get a preview of what's coming.
You know, I feel like Folsom Prison is one of the most overplayed songs ever.
Mm. Yeah.
Like, if you go to any bar, everybody covers it.
Yep.
It's always played. And so I'd like to hear it, you know, from one of the closest, you know, people to reenact Folsom Prison, because I don't think anybody would come close. But, like, One Piece at a Time, I may be looking forward to hearing that.
Oh, good choice.
That'd be a good one. That's a good story. You know? There's a number of good stories, and my grandfather used to listen to them a lot when I was a kid, and I didn't think much of them when I was a kid. You know, these experiences when you're a kid, you just don't get it. But the older you get, you listen to the stories, and you listen, you know, to all of, you know, the sorrow and sometimes heartache and the good times and the bad times that Johnny brings to his music, and it's a fantastic experience. And so the story behind the music is really fascinating, and I think that, you know, I haven't seen, you know, Terry, but I can imagine that his, you know, banter between the songs is much like watching a movie of the actual guy.
Yeah.
He's telling you the story of the song, or, you know, what went into it, and that's powerful.
I thought the movie Walk the Line was good. I really liked Reese Witherspoon in it and everything. I would encourage people to check out Terry more than the movie. I honestly would. I swear to God, I honestly would, because I just feel like if you come into it and you know a bit about Johnny Cash, you're going to come out of it being able to write a bio yourself. Like, he gives you so much about the man. And the other thing about it I thought was cool too is, to those that may not know Johnny Cash as in depth as maybe some of us or anything, it's going to intrigue people to want to learn more about him or to go and listen to his music. I spent, I think it was Sunday night, I did most of my homework for the interview today. I spent the whole rest of the night just on Johnny Cash's greatest hits, basically, and finding deep cuts of his that I hadn't even heard before and stuff. Like, that was just from doing the homework for the interview. I can't imagine going to see the show and how much that's going to make you want to do that. It's a great show. Sally, if you don't mind, give us the details.
Thursday, December 14th at 7:30. Tickets are $39 for adults and $10 for students, and you can get them online at savorthearts.com or give us a call Monday through Thursday from 10 to 2:30, 715-424-2787 or 1040 8th Street South.
Keep in mind, we've got great shows all season long over at Savor the Arts, over at the Performing Arts Center. In January, you've got MJ the Illusion coming in February, Uptown, and plenty more great acts coming up that Sally and Eric will be in to talk about and preview and maybe even bring in some cool guests, so like you guys always do. I appreciate that very
much. Can I add one more quick plug on the February show for Uptown? We have added a meal beforehand at the Ridges, so for details, contact me.
Yeah, that's a really good idea, by the way. It's really good. And if people have follow-up questions or anything else they want to reach you about, Sally, how can they do that?
715-424-2787.
Eric, same question.
Well, don't forget about $10 student tickets, always available to anybody under 18 years of age.
I wasn't sure if that was the case. Okay, yeah, cool. Well, yep. I want to make sure to get that in there, yeah.
So if you're buying tickets beforehand, call Sally, and she'll get you set up with those tickets.
Mm-hmm. And we appreciate you guys both being here. Appreciate you bringing these acts to town here like you do. Thank you so much for all the work that you guys do. Appreciate you.
My pleasure.
Thank you.
Again, find more at savorthearts.com, savorthearts.com. We'll take a break and come back with some more fun on Midday Magazine here at WFHR.